Talk Live, 855 453. Free Talk Live is an open line show. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855 453. In the last hour there at the end, Kurt from Michigan called in talking about a call that we had had maybe a month ago, talking about sort of the responsibilities of parents and that kind of thing. And, you know, I think you got things stirred up. Tricia in North Carolina wants to talk about it. Tricia, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
May I make a comment about your last caller?
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, thank you. It sounded to me like you a disgruntled father who didn't want to pay child support. That was my first instinct.
I know that he has been married some time. I'm familiar with Kurt, and this is one of the dangers of speculation in this area. We don't know what Kurt's life is like.
Well, I could be wrong, anyway, I was actually thinking, what does the Liberty Movement, being a libertarian, seemed like a really great excuse that he was trying to come up with, not to care for a child in his mind, that a parent doesn't have that responsibility. But I don't look at it as a responsibility. I have children. My sister doesn't. She has doggies.
Okay.
She's little chihuahuas.
Uh-huh.
And when she adopted her babies, she takes care of them out of love. And
we're talking about dogs, right?
Dogs, yeah.
Okay, you said babies. I just want to be
clear. The dogs are her babies.
Her dogs are her babies. And my children are my babies, and I take care of them out of love. But even the animal kingdom takes care of their young out of, you could call it instinct, but I believe that many out of love also.
Mm-hmm.
And
I believe I absolutely believe that animals love. And I think that having animals, it's difficult for me to imagine that the feelings that dogs seem to be totally capable of love to me. Cats, I'm not 100% certain on, but I think I think so.
Well, I have a very loving cat right next to me here, but even like there's all kinds of animals that take care of their young. And
sure, they all do.
Right. And I feel that if you don't have that instinct to take care of your young, and you look at it as a responsibility, you had the choice, you had the freedom to bring that child into the world. And I do believe there is a responsibility for a dependent little individual to have guidance and love and care. And I disagree completely with your last caller, and I don't know what that has to do with liberty at all. Maybe you said...
Well, so I think that he kept on using the term abstract. I think I'm left here to do the defense on this one. He kept on using the term abstract, and I think that that's fair. I think in a real-world application, you have a responsibility to see your child cared for. But what does that mean? And it means something entirely different to different people in different situations. So in one situation, I'm adopted. The best way to care for me, perhaps, was to give me up for adoption. You know, maybe my mother was young and, had some kind of drug problem or, didn't have the money. I don't know what the circumstances were for my mother giving me up, my birth mother giving me up to adoption to my real parents, adoptive parents or whatever term you wish to use, the people that I know. But, I'm certain that person was trying to do their very best. But to some other person, that's going to be an irresponsible act. So I think that we all need to kind of decide for ourselves what responsible and irresponsible is. And I think that but I think one needs to be careful when uses term irresponsible, because, what does it mean for you? What does it mean for someone else? We have a parenting.
And are you willing to enforce that? Right. Are you willing to?
So it starts at should and goes to, I'm willing to enforce it. And I think that that's a difficult.
And I'm unclear on what that caller, Jack, was willing to do.
That was the month ago. Yeah.
Right. To enforce the thing that he thought should happen.
Right. And he had what appeared to be a high level of belief as far as responsibilities go for parents. And I think that,
maybe it stops at him, choosing whether or not he's going to have children,
Yep. I believe that parents have a responsibility to take care of their kids. But at the same time, I believe that children have a responsibility to act within a family unit. So I will not accept the idea that children just have no responsibilities and that parents have them. I don't get it.
They were. they were involuntarily created. They didn't sign up to join the family, just like you didn't ask to be born in the United States.
True.
You know, they didn't volunteer to be part of that
family.
I feel
lucky to have been born in the United States, and I feel lucky to have been gotten the parents that I got.
So when the government says to you, well, you have a responsibility to do certain things because you're a U.S. citizen, even though you didn't choose it, how do you feel about that?
I get you. You know, that's a difficult situation, but they can claim that I did this or did that, and the claiming that I simply had sex with a person makes me responsible. You know, what does that mean? You know, I mean, as a man, do I have more responsibility because I have fewer choices in the area of sex? Because women can choose up until the second trimester as to whether or not they're going to have a child, but I stop, you know, I stop after
well,
I grunt.
You can both choose when it counts. Which
mean?
Is when you're deciding whether to have sex
well,
with somebody.
I agree.
But hold on. You're just dismissing out of hand that women get to make a decision after sex? And
they also
don't?
Have to carry the baby for 9 months if they're going to have it. I'm saying at the beginning, before a baby is created, mm-hmm. before conception,
sure.
both people have equal amounts of choice. They can choose to not engage in sex.
100% true. And if it was illegal to have abortions, then that would be fair.
I don't think that's fair.
Okay.
I'm not willing to use the state to stop that.
Well,
you asked me about it before. I didn't want to get into abortion because that's a whole other topic, but
it
you know.
Does show responsibility for the care of the life of the child.
So why can't a man choose, if a woman can have an abortion, why can't a man choose to advocate
advocate
to give up his paternal rights?
I think that would be like a sort of a legal abortion, and I think that would make things more
fair. But some people advocate for that.
Yeah. But then what about the child in that circumstance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about the child?
You know, then the child being cared for, who's, you know, then they only have one parent financially caring for them.
Plenty of children have single mothers.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's tough, but then society tends to, you know, society tends to be the one that's responsible for the financial care of those children.
But that's a completely separate issue from whether or not, you know, that's bringing the state into it when the state wasn't in it before.
You know, I can't help but I'm feeling like, okay, so libertarians, we can, quote unquote, we can sit around and we can say, well, yeah, the Spartans used to toss their babies if they seemed feeble or if they seemed like they couldn't survive, they could just toss them over the side of a cliff.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, then a libertarian can just come out and say, well, then they're right in doing that. What is the point to that conversation at all?
I don't think they're right in doing it.
Well, isn't that what he was saying? Is that you don't have to, like, the kid can just get tossed away?
I think
from your responsibility?
Tossing is a physical act. Now, you're using it in a metaphorical sense, then I suppose there's some...
Well, you can walk away from the kid.
I'm saying walk away from the kid.
So, there was a Russian family, I've read this story, it may be apocryphal, it may be true, that had this girl that apparently was essentially raised by their dogs for a period of years.
Sure.
Basically, they're just, you know, they made no effort to educate the child to... house it or whatever, just kind of let it go with the dogs, and the dogs raised it and maybe nursed, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of stories out there from this, and this is kind of interesting to think about from a philosophical standpoint. I mean, you're taking care of the kid as well as you take care of the dogs. It doesn't sound like the dogs were particularly well taken care of. Is that abuse? I tend to think so, but you know, what is the lowest level of care that's considered care?
Yep.
And I don't know.
Yep, that's a good question.
I don't know where, you know, if we're talking about responsibilities and oughts and shoulds, then these things need to be laid out.
Well, that's what needs to be discussed, not do you have the right to, like, walk away. You know what I mean?
How should children be treated? Is
what
you're saying?
That's what I'm getting
or
at. Is that
how do children need to be treated?
I don't understand, like, I mean, and I'm not attacking the caller here, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying, why is this such a fervent issue? Because you say because there's creating a master and slave class? No, there's not. We're just trying to treat each other the same.
No, well, until you get a child that's bellowing for something, you won't understand the master slave class. I can assure you that they think you are there to serve them.
Well, there are lots of other people who could make the argument that children are essentially enslaved to their parents. They have to do whatever they say. You know, they're dependent on for everything.
There's a great argument that children are slaves.
So I don't know if it matters who's the quote slave and who's the master, but I mean, I've answered this question for myself. You know, I'm not having any babies.
Trisha, thank you for the call. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the matter? You know, who's in charge? Parents? Kids? Seems like a sum of both. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been, well, frankly, all over the board this evening, from gay yearbook pictures to government waste to the responsibilities of parents, whatever it might be. You can call in and talk about it. If the ideas of liberty that hopefully we portray in a positive light here on Free Talk Live interest you, then perhaps you would further be interested in the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a concept to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. Once they get to that state, they'll do what they want to do in order to create a society that has more freedom in it. Perhaps total freedom. I don't know what that means, and I don't know what that would look like. But the ideas of liberty are getting more and more traction around the world, but we still are spread too thin. The idea of the Free State Project is to spread us a bit more thickly and see what happens. If you go to freestateproject.org to sign up. By the way, we've had many successes here in the state, from whatever standpoint you're looking at. New Hampshire is the focal point of Liberty Media. There are many, many, many programs being produced here in New Hampshire for the consumption of people worldwide or just in the state. And that's not being done anyplace else. It's just not happening anyplace
right.
else. And that's just media. There's all kinds of things going on in politics and, maybe even some civil disobedience outside the system, activism, agorism, whatever it is that you might believe in. Free State Project has it, and they have it in spades compared to where you are. FreeStateProject.org to get signed up, and I encourage you to do so. We, all three, are Free State Project signers.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump right into the phone calls here. I got Matt in Michigan. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What is on your mind? Hello. Up. Oh. Gosh, that's not me. I'm not pushing that button. I wonder if we have some kind of
yes,
phone
sounded
problem.
Like a connection issue because I heard an echo
once
of yours.
Early in the show, did you
have right.
that?
Yep.
So if there was some kind of problem, Matt, you may call back in. If I don't believe I made a mistake. I know which button I pushed here. My finger was still over it, so I'm pretty sure that I did the right thing. But sometimes wires are mixed up and things happen. Mm-hmm. Expecting.
The wires are crossed.
The intertubes.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to David, listening in Keene. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
That was fast.
No, thank you. Thanks for the comment.
I was going to say, I think people aren't animals that can just walk away from kids and stuff.
But mostly animals don't walk away,
higher
right?
than that.
But don't animals generally don't walk away from their young, right?
I suppose the male sometimes can, I guess.
It depends on the nature of the
not
relationship.
Not a seahorse.
Yeah, it's all based on species. I mean, like guppies eat their kids.
Yeah, they certainly will. Kids.
But we're supposed to be higher than that, and I guess I think other people do have something to say about how somebody takes their responsibility of child rearing.
Social pressure is huge in the area of parenting, and I think that this is probably the hottest topic on Free Talk Lives from an ongoing standpoint is. What is the responsibility of a parent and a child? What's that relationship? And it always has been. Why? Because everybody can relate to the relationship. Everybody has had, they've had a childhood, and
right.
in that childhood has had trauma. I don't care whether it was the best parents in the world. You know, children have trauma because they create it for themselves to some extent. And so
what? They don't create it. They may encounter it, but... What?
To some
Can
extent,
you explain that?
To some extent, trauma is created in your head. You know, I mean, my son had a terrible, terrible time on the. I think it was the Friday before I left because he didn't get a bagel. I mean, you'd think the kid was being tortured, but he wasn't getting a bagel.
I don't think that's the kind of trauma that. I think.
Do you think that that he can create a story in his mind around that might be considered trauma for him?
I think that's really minimizing the people who are out there who actually have childhood trauma and they're trying to deal with it as adults. Like, not getting a bagel.
I said everybody has trauma and that the best parents in the world's children have trauma. Does that sound like what I said?
Sure. But,
and
you know, when I think of a kid with
trauma.
When I think of a kid with the best parents in the world and they still have trauma, you know, perhaps it's because they got hit by a flying object or something like that.
That's like physical trauma.
That's not like an it's a real thing. They didn't create that in their mind, you know?
Do you think that people can create trauma in their mind?
I think they can, have experiences, and some people are more resilient than others, right? Mm-hmm. Some people get over things faster, or they suppress them, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that people create trauma in their mind. Real events happen to people.
Indeed, they do. Traumatic events occur. And no doubt. And,
may react to them differently, but I don't know. I think it sounds really dismissive to say that they're creating the trauma in their mind.
There you go. David?
I'm going to listen off to you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, David.
I don't know that the conversation will continue without a caller on the subject.
I wonder what would Kurt think about ostracizing parents who you don't agree with their parenting practices.
I think that he would absolutely be for that. That would be what I would say.
So maybe that's what Jack was saying. Maybe that's how we can reconcile this.
I do ostracize parents that, parent differently than me. I would not let my son hang out with a parent that, for instance, used corporal punishment right in front of my son. That's not going to happen.
Right.
I've decided that we're going to raise Jack without corporal punishment. And so far, I've only thought about it a few times. And, otherwise, it's worked out. Some parents, that's not the way they're going to do their child rearing, but I don't want him to have to see that. Now, we've run into situations where, for instance, I'm not going to tell my son what to believe from a spiritual standpoint, but one of his friends that he likes to hang out with, his parents are Christian. Very Christian. Mm-hmm. So, Jack wants to go with his friend to church. And, I imagine that means that he wants to continue on playing with his friend and, that his friend's going somewhere and therefore he wants to go wherever that place is and, see what that's like. We have not allowed him to go. It's not that big of a deal. It's just like there's things to do, dinner time or whatever.
Right.
The regimented life of a 5-year-old is different than the life of, say, a 9-year-old. But, these are questions we have to ask. I received a great deal of trauma, and by trauma, I mean emotional trauma, that many people don't experience in religious organizations. My wife went to church. She went to Sunday school. She did all these things. She walked away. She has no feelings about this stuff at all. You talk to me about religion, and I will get whipped up in short order.
Yes.
And it's a fast and easy way to play, let's mess with a talk show host, is to call in and talk about religious issues with me and Brian, too,
yeah.
And Stephanie, too. That for us, is that legitimate childhood trauma? You better believe it's legitimate, but it occurred in our heads, and it was something that we decided.
No, it didn't occur in our heads. It occurred in real life.
Okay, well, how so?
People were telling us things in real life. We were forced to go to places that, when we went there, we encountered damage. How does that not happen in reality?
But
I don't understand what you're saying.
But for some people, that's no trauma at all. Like, it was just a story.
It doesn't mean that we made it up, though. It just means that they reacted to the real thing that happened to them differently than we did.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
Oh, my goodness, Brian. I pushed the wrong button.
It's poor Brian. Sequester. He messed up the microphone.
Brian's
been
sequestered. You're being disenfranchised.
And Stephanie.
Just kept out. So, we do bring in stories to talk about here, and I have one that has been bothering me a little bit. So this is a story for me. Maybe you'll find it as interesting as I did. But going around the conservative media, I can specifically name MichaelSavage.com because that's where I saw it.
Why are you on his website? Ooh.
Because I saw the story. I
have to ostracize you, Mark.
WorldNet Daily. I get their the WND emails.
Yep.
And generally, I find them to be dreck. But one out of ten times...
Oh, they're good comedy. Yeah.
There's gold in there. Uh-huh. In them, their crazy old-ass emails. And I'm happy to, it's my job, right? Like, to some extent, it's my job to read the garbage so that you don't have to. And so one of these things that I found, and you can call in, by the way, at 855-450-FREE, and we will take your call on anything. But one thing I found was that they were talking about a situation, by the way, it has been pulled down, so... there's no, at this link, there's no, it's just a 404 error, which means page not found.
Oh, wow.
But there used to be a link here talking about a particular news story, and it's not there anymore. Now, wow. I'm not saying that that's bad journalism. I would like to see a retraction there.
Sure, just put an update at the top of the page.
Yeah. But, you know, pulling it down is one thing to do in this circumstance. Yes. So going around the conservative media, there's a problem. And there's a story that says 11 states now have more people on welfare than they have employed. Now, anybody who listens to Free Talk Live knows that we are no fan of welfare programs, corporate or personal.
I think I saw that story going around. So are you saying it was retracted or it was?
It's bullcrap.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole bunch of bullcrap. It's not a little bit of bullcrap. It's a big old truckload of bullcrap.
Oh, I got fooled.
And I was too. Like, at first, you know, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's huge news. Like, I should have said in my mind, that's bull crap. And that's why I'm upset, because I'm always, generally when I'm upset at Mark, not at anybody else.
But, well, right. There can be stories that are shocking but not unbelievable, though, right? And that was what I considered that story to be.
It is far from believable if you take a look at the numbers.
Okay.
But let's go to Sal in Ohio, listening on XM. Sal, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, thank you. I wanted to refer to that parenting conversation.
Sure.
If I can ask you a question, what is love?
Oh, well, I don't know how anybody answers that question. It's a chemical reaction. You know, it's a hormonal thing.
When your happiness is linked with another person's.
Okay. No, because you talk about loving your children, of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a thing called unconditional love.
Yeah, that's sure. We're told. I don't know that I've ever seen this thing.
There was an interesting neuroscience article that just came out recently that were saying, like, according to the brain scans that they do of people who are in love, there are four different kinds of love. One is like lust. Another one is long-term romantic love. Another one is like familial love, like mm-hmm. for a child.
Yep.
Another one is the love that somebody might feel for like someone who's helpless, like a disabled person or a pet.
To some extent, okay.
I like the first two.
Yeah. I like them all. I think I felt separate types of love for these areas. But that familial love kind of seems like the sort of pity love that we're talking about there, too. It seems like those
Maybe.
Might be similar. Go ahead, Sal.
A number of years ago, there was a professor that went to Southern Cal. He couldn't get in his class. His name was Leo Buscaglia. He has a number of books out in regards to love. I would say, I know you just had mentioned about this four kinds of love. I'm not too sure about that. I don't consider lust love anyway. I consider it an animal action that
it's a start.
Animals have that. So I mean, I don't consider that in the realm of it, but
all right.
Other people do. But I would say that if you have time, and he puts it in a humorous way. By the way, his classes were always jam packed, and then he started doing. He was on the talking circuit.
Give his name again.
Leo Buscaglia.
Okay.
And he's well known. One of his books is called Love. In fact. Not very long, but very good and very good reading. It's not dull at all. And the second thing,
How do you apply that to what we were talking about?
Yeah, well, that's because I would say that a lot of people don't know that they don't know how to love. They don't know what unconditional love. It could be one of those loves, and that has a great implication on how you act based on it. And I talk from experience on this one. Because and today I still question myself if I really know what unconditional love is. And
I can't imagine that a human understands unconditional love, but okay.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they do. I think that I know I heard your comment about religion, and you know, I'm Roman Catholic. I do believe that, you know, I do believe in Jesus, and I believe, you know, gave his son up so that we can have eternal salvation. I mean, that's my beliefs.
All right.
So, And I'm not trying to, you know, to indoctrinate you. I'm just saying.
It won't work.
That,
go ahead.
but I do feel bad. I feel bad that you had that experience and you still have it. And I do really feel bad about that.
Thank you.
It's not a good thing to carry around. You know, but Lord only knows what we have carrying around right now with everything else.
We all carry around some kind of crap.
Yeah,
seems to be life.
There are classes at this point that are being given about parenting. And then there's role models. And who do these young people have for role models? That's another whole issue unto itself. I mean, they're picking role models that I don't think are beneficial to what they're doing, and they're coming from different parts of society.
There's a lot of dark heroes in from like Hollywood, you know, from starting off on Batman and then working your way up to, you know, I tend to go to the comic books because that's what I remember, but I see a lot of these kind of tortured souls.
Yeah, but you ever wonder about the idea that both Superman, Spider-Man, or not both, but all three, Superman, Spider-Man, and Batman, those are just three big names,
yeah,
are all orphans.
Dink, dink, dink. Yep. That's interesting. You know, parents.
What does that say about parenting and heroes?
It also, this is something that they talk about princesses. If you'll talk about Disney's princesses, these tend to be people with no mothers. Every one of these princesses doesn't have the mommy telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting aspect, too. Mm-hmm. So it's coming from both sides.
But I'm glad you brought this topic up because for our society and our ideologies in the United States, I mean, that's paramount. It's for the whole world. That is absolutely paramount, what you're talking about. The family unit, what it really all means. They should delve into it. Some of these other programs I hear sometimes a lot more, as you're trying to do right now, you know, on your program. And I thank you. I commend you on that situation.
Thanks, Sal.
Well, Sal, it's simply you calling in about it and furthering the conversation. I mean, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. If it hadn't been for people calling in on the subject and bringing it up, then that wouldn't be a subject that we have. And Free Talk Live is not just a show about what we do. You needn't thank me, I guess is what I'm saying, because thank you for making the call, Sal. He was going to say thank you. I assume that was a thank you.
Yeah. By the way, the lust thing on that study, they were just talking about, like, there are, you know, these things that we call love in America or in society or whatever. There are, you know, these four different, basically, patterns when you scan people's brains with, an fMRI machine, functional MRI. And so there are four different patterns, like, or signatures of these feelings that we all call love.
Are all MRIs fMRIs?
No. Some of them don't show activity that's going on. Some of them don't function.
Dysfunctional, unfunctional.
Yes. Some of them are dysfunctional MRIs.
So love?
That's the people running the MRIs.
Yeah. Love isn't sex misspelled?
Well, they were saying that, like, the thing that they called lust was more like new love, like the first 6 months of a relationship or a year or something.
It was different
than, like, 10-year-old relationships.
Oh, when there's, like, a lot of, like, NGF and everything going.
Yep. Wanting to do it is different than a new relationship, though. I mean, that's a different experience.
I hope people are still wanting to do it when they've been in long-term relationships.
Me too.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Fact, you can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot pack today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453, the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
I and did Stephanie. It again! He had a disenfranchised.
Poor Brian. Sequester. I can't... Someone fix that budget.
You know, that's a question.
Amp.freetalklive.com.
That will fix our budget. Yeah, at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, I just feel like I'm so sick. I think the Americans are sick of these artificial crises that are being developed in Washington, D.C. You know, the sequester thing, the draconian cuts that Barack Obama has referred to are like 2.4% of the budget. And,
right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. It seems like they just keep doing them over and over again to see who can get one leg up over the other. Is it the Republicans come out on top on this one, or did the Democrats win? It's like it's just so much more of the horse race. It's like the news agencies have figured out, hey, you know what gets viewership? Those darn presidential races. People really care about
those wrestling matches, right?
How can we just go ahead?
Is.
How can we move that? How can we get more presidential races? Well, we'll just talk about the infighting or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it works. I don't know if it doesn't work. But I can tell you, for me, it is boring as crap.
Full disclosure, though, I have the same problem with a lot of liberty media.
What do they talk about that you don't
Everything's going to end. The zombie apocalypse is going to all going to die. The dollar's going to go to zero, which is impossible because it's legal tender. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, but I mean, it can go pretty low.
It can go pretty low. That's for sure.
Lots of legal tenders have gone low. Yeah. On Free Talk Live, I hope we don't do as much of that.
I don't think so.
And, you know, but there is a lot of that, rushing to the lowest common denominator, fear.
Well, it sells,
and,
which is your point.
It's how they get to, it's how political organizations raise money. Whenever I get a letter in the mail, and because I'm a registered Republican, and I've run for office as a Republican, and, you know, I have that kind of Republican feel to me, they tend to send me the ones, Democrats are coming.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're going to spend all your money, and they're gay folks or whatever it is that they do. And they just don't speak to me with this stuff. Sometimes I usually open. I have this thing about not opening envelopes. I just don't like that. There could be something important. What's in the envelope? Generally, the answer is crap. so I don't.
Yes, that's very true.
it's just junk mail, things I don't want.
Right.
But online, there are some things that you do want. If you're an outdoors enthusiast, you want some camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, and you want the name brands, and you want them at the lowest prices. Well, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get those things. If you're looking for, you know, boating equipment or fish finders or tents or firearm accessories or ammunition, all these things, you can get them at ManVentureOutpost.com at rock bottom prices. I've never found a price on anything lower than ManVentureOutpost.com's price. They're family owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. You can go there, see those rock bottom prices at manventureoutpost.com. If you're an outdoors enthusiast, I think you will agree.
You know, I think anyone could use some of that gear that's
on
there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the backpacks and the hydration systems, that kind of thing.
My wife got, backpacks are kind of outdoor-y gear, but yeah, you could use them for lots of things. I use a backpack as a briefcase. Mm-hmm. I even call it my briefcase because I carried a briefcase for so long, and I'm just used to using the term briefcase, and I think it sounds more professional perhaps than backpack. But, I use one for that purpose. But my wife got some kitchen utensils out of there. They've got knives, all different kinds of knives.
Sure.
So
everybody needs knives.
Yep. Yeah, got to have knives. It's good to have the good kind, better than having the dull kind. So in the last segment, we were talking about we'll get back to the factcheck.org story here about 11 states now having more people on welfare than they have employed. But Brian, you brought up an interesting thing that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
do. Yeah. The fictional characters aimed at children not having parents.
Right.
And I think that this is, in a lot of cases, true. That, when you look at the ones that kind of sell to kids, and maybe it's kids that are a bit older, but it tends to have mommy and daddy tend to be absent or in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
Like Superman, you had brought up Superman. Now, Superman has parental units.
Right, he has John and Martha Kent, you know, who raise them from whatever age.
Yep, and you've got to imagine there that there had to be good parenting skills because spanking Superman would have been very unsuccessful. And he has a good relationship with John and Martha.
Right.
And it's kind of parental in that he comes for advice there and things like that.
Sure, and Spider-Man has Aunt May, you know, Peter Parker has Aunt May.
And then that uncle, whatever he was, that died early on. But
but in the comics, it's not a big deal. But sure,
he's constantly referenced in the comics.
Yeah, Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben, yeah. He's a guiding force whether or not he's there giving advice. Sometimes he even comes up in, like, ghost form.
Right.
I'm not into comic books, but, like, if you think of Ayn Rand's characters, I mean, those are very popular in fiction, and they don't have parents either. Like, she very, very rarely talks about children or parenting at all.
They are adults.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, you know, one thing I was thinking about Superman is Superman's supposed to be 29, is what I've heard at one point or another, is he's supposed to be a 29-year-old man.
They change it all the time.
Whereas Spider-Man is a 17-year-old. And a 17-year-old without parental units is a lot different than a 29-year-old being portrayed without parental units, you know? I mean, I live up here in New Hampshire at 42, and my mom is down in Florida, so she's not that close. I do certainly go and see her, and I almost knocked myself out getting 22 bags of leaves off of her roof while I was down there.
Wow.
That's a lot of leaves.
Yeah.
But, you know, as an adult, it's just not that strange of a thing. And then you're thinking about these princesses that Disney has, and a friend of mine mentioned these stories, and I think it's very interesting that these, there's just the lack of sort of visible parents, and what does that mean?
Well, the question, I mean, is this a chicken and the egg? Because I think the first question that comes to my mind when that comes up is, are the artists and writers that create these characters, I think it's pretty easy to say they had traumatic childhoods, especially back then. You know, most of these characters were created in the 50s. But is that why they have it that way? Or are they popular because children that buy them, which they're your sales figures, they're your market, if the children that buy them, you know, are they making a statement that that's what they want out of life? Mm-hmm. That they don't want parents, or at least parents as they exist?
Yeah, so when I think about the Spider-Man and Superman, and you use them as the popular ones, but there's certainly in comic books, they rarely talk about parents. That's not
sure
something they talk about, but Spider-Man and Superman probably have some of the most prevalent parental units, even though they're not.
Right, but both of those parents, here's the interesting thing, is both of those parents have, see now, like Aunt May, just let Spider-Man alone. It's like, okay, you can come home, and it's kind of like the good grandmother kind
of
idea.
Where the heck is he going? At what time of day and night?
She never, you know, she's like, well, just make sure, you know, you wear a coat or something. You know, no big deal. you know what I mean? And they don't, as to where, that's not the kind of parents that I think most people experience.
Right. I mean, if you're, if I had come home at 17 years old in the condition that one would come home after fighting the scorpion or whatever, I mean, you know, you're going to be pretty beat up. How does he explain these things?
Sure. Well, again, that parental unit, you know, that caretaker unit in the comic books is just there to kind of provide a home and a meal. It seems,
and maybe some helpful advice.
Yeah, here and there. But the point
generally is, good advice, but it doesn't really show a real parent-child relationship.
Right, but but then again, the question is: are the artists saying this is what I wish my parents were like? I wish they were hands off. And in the 50s and 60s and 70s, all the way up till today, is it the only way that they could make it is their characters being orphans, and that's why the parents are kind of hands off? Because otherwise, if parents saw their kids reading a comic book where their biological parents were, you know, being very hands off and very live free with their kid, that the parents would be like, oh, you can't read that. Parents don't treat you that way. I need to give you rules and order, and I need to control you, and I need to make sure you're okay and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As to where maybe the artists were just parlaying what they really wanted out of their parental units, and then kids felt the same way. They're like, yeah, that's exactly what I want. And it's important to note, okay, fine, yes, there's lots of comic book characters that do have parents. But these are like the big three. I mean, it's very arguable to say that Spider-Man, Superman, and Batman are like the biggest of all time.
I feel like Superman should be pulled out of that one because of his age. You know, like Superboy certainly had more of a relationship with his the adoptive parent units than Superman does, and that makes sense. But I don't disagree with the premise of what you're saying, because I think that the premise is sound. I kind of feel like Superman doesn't fit.
Okay. But, I mean, even then, just take Batman and Spider-Man, which those are, without question, the two biggest for their...
What are Hulk's parents' names? What are Captain America's parents' names?
Right.
I mean, I've never, you know, these are adult heroes, I mean, in the sense that they're portrayed as adults, but I don't remember anything about their parents ever.
Sure. I mean, the comics are social commentary a lot of times, and it sounds like it's saying a lot.
Hmm. And where's the Swamp Thing's parents? 855.
They're in the swamp.
855, 453, Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.